Welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. There's nothing more scary than saying I need you, than crying yourself to sleep thinking I need you, and crying yourself to sleep and saying where are you, and being scared and feeling vulnerable and having to be strong all at the same time, having children that are younger than you, who are your siblings, who depend on you to be strong. Because if you're faulty, because if you're crying, because if you're scared, they will receive that energy and take it for them. And I didn't want my siblings to feel the emotions I was feeling. I knew that they were feeling unsafe because that's the feeling that I was feeling as well. We lived in a place where it was 5 of us when there should have been 7 of us. And the adults just did not see it like that. There's nothing more scary than loving someone and feeling as if though they don't love you back. There's nothing more scary than feeling that the parents are giving you the bare minimum. There's nothing more scary than thinking you know someone when in reality right now you don't know them. There's nothing more scary than saying, God, why do I feel so lonely? There's nothing more scary than having your father be right across from your room and you are unable to speak to them because you feel as though if you were to speak, you will be reprimanded. This man was not aggressive physically, but this man was aggressive verbally. And if you have lived with a parent who is like this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. This was the man who raised me and who used to be loving when I was a child. And now as a teenager, I don't know who this man is. I'm turning to the heavens and turning to the universe to look for solace. But at that time, I didn't know what my intuition was. At that time, I had no connectivity to the Lord. At that time, I had no guidance from any adult in any type of scenario that I can go to say, I am sad, I feel ashamed, I feel guilty, and I have to mature. Because if I don't mature, the people that depend on me at this time might go hungry. Yes, the parents in my home provided. At that time, my stepmother and my father, they provided a roof over our head and food. There was food in the fridge. But when they were not home, we had to figure out how to cook that food to feed ourselves. I do not wish this to any teenager or child ever. I don't ever wish for anyone to go through this. I am thankful for all the experience that I have been through. And it's very hard for me to speak about this subject because I want to say loving words about this person. I don't want to bash this person. I don't want to seem as though I am looking down on that person because I am coming from a healed place right now. This is from speaking from past experiences. I want to speak to any little girl out there who has been a daddy's girl because it wasn't her choice to be a daddy's girl. She was taken from her mother and she didn't know that it was for her to have a better future, a brighter future somewhere else. This is coming from a place of hearing someone telling you that they will let you die if you continue to eat the way that you eat. I understood that his family had issues with diabetes and that he was coming from a place of anger and being scared. He just didn't know how to vocalize it in a way that a teenager could understand. At that time when those words were said to me, I took it upon myself to continue to eat the way that I was eating because if you're going to let me die, why not die anyways? I went through really dark talks. Just really dark thoughts because crying doesn't even begin to describe how I felt after my father said that to me. That's one of the core memories of things he has told me that has never been erased from my being. There have been many other instances that I have probably forgotten, and when I start to journal and rediscover myself and remap my brain, some of those things come up. I did tell him that I forgave him for not having the resources when he was bringing me up to raise me in a loving home. I did tell him that when I needed his woman, that was my stepmother at the time, when I needed her the most, she laughed at me. And I was not able to tell him that at the time because I knew he was in a place that he wouldn't have been able to hear those words. But now he is in a place where he can understand those words. I want to say that if you are going through something with your family, you're not alone. There's many people like you that go through it every day. Please keep fighting. Please think of tomorrow. Do not give up. Do not give up. Do not give up. That's not the answer. That's not the answer. That's not the answer. We are not here to lose. We are here to win. We are here to thrive. We are here to succeed. We are here to be loved and love. We are light. We are beauty. We are trees. We are roots. We know the way. We just have to listen to ourselves. We have to stop. We have to stop. We have to slow down and listen to what our emotions are telling us. What is that emotion telling us? What is the path that I need to take that could benefit me? Let's take it to writing. Read something. Watch anime. Play video games. Go for a run. Go for a walk. Go to yoga. Go to therapy. Go to your safe place, but go somewhere that isn't that dark, dark place where there's no light, where there's no hope, where there is no escaping the negative chatter. Negative chatter is not good for us. Negative chatter causes so many diseases to come to our body, to welcome problems. Stress can create strain in our hearts that can cause us to have high blood pressure and all these other multiple diseases that can be silent killer. We shall not be taken down by our thoughts. Our thoughts are fleeting like the waves. They come and they go. We are available to receive the emotions, but the emotions serve for a purpose of greatness and not for a purpose of breaking us. We will not be broken. We will not be broken by a father, by a mother, by a neighbor, by a sister, by a friend, by a mailman. We will not be broken by the police. We will not be broken by anything that comes against us because we need to have the conviction and the faith and the strength that we will survive and we will thrive and we will not stay stuck in survival mode. We will live because we are human beings that are here. We are placed here for a purpose. Let's go find our purpose. I am looking for my purpose and I am willing and available to find my purpose. Let's stick together. Let's work together so that we can all find our purpose. I know that we can do it. I am willing to risk and take chance and inevitably fail, but continue to look for success and maintain it. Everything that I want, I will manifest and I will obtain because I believe that I can get it. We can all get everything that we want, that we wish for, that we need in our lives. The people that serve no purpose in us, that try to hurt us, their purpose is to make us stronger because we can become stronger. We will become stronger and we will live another day. We will feed ourselves positivity, and if we need to have a sad break, a sad minute, a sad hour, we will allow ourselves to break. We will allow ourselves to be vulnerable. We will allow ourselves to be flexible through our emotions. We just won't stay stuck with negative emotions. We won't stay stuck with anger. I won't stay stuck with anger. Anger can come, I will welcome it, we will have a chat, and then anger has to go because I choose to be happy. I believe I deserve to be happy, and that is what I'm going to continue to work on. I am hoping to grow with every experience. I hope you are too.